again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 12th of August, 2007. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote the poem that begins, "O beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain." Catherine Lee Bates, born in Falmouth, Massachusetts, 1859, poet, professor of English at Wellesley, who in the summer of 1893 traveled with a group of teachers to Colorado, hiked to the top of Pike's Peak, and said, "I was looking out over the expanse of fertile country spreading away so far under those ample skies when the opening lines of a poem floated into my mind." And by the time she'd left Colorado, she had written four stanzas in her notebook of America the Beautiful, which was published on the 4th of July, 1895, set to music about 10 years later. It's the birthday of the classic scholar Edith Hamilton, born in Dresden, Germany, 1867, to American parents, grew up in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Her father believed in education for young ladies, so she started learning Latin and Greek as a child, went on to study classics in Europe, was the headmistress of a prep school, and then after her retirement, she wrote a book about Greek civilization called The Greek Way, followed in 1942 by her book Mythology. For many years, American children first learned about Hercules and Medusa and Odysseus from the book by Edith Hamilton. It's the birthday of the poet Donald Justice, born in Miami, 1925. Grew up in Florida during the Great Depression. His father was an itinerant carpenter, but his parents gave their boy piano lessons, which inspired Donald Justice to try to become a composer. He eventually switched to writing. Started out as a minimalist poet, came out with a book about once every 10 years, and then in 1982 went back to his home state of Florida, found the landscape so different, suddenly began to write poem after poem about his childhood. He died in 2004, just a few weeks before his collected poems came out. And it's the birthday of the novelist Wallace Markfield, Brooklyn, 1926, author of You Could Live If They Let You, Teitelbaum's Window, and To an Early Grave. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Donald Justice on his birthday, entitled Thinking About the Past. Certain moments will never change, nor stop being. My mother's face, all smiles, all wrinkles, soon. The rock wall building, built, collapsed, then fallen. Our upright, loosening downward slowly out of tune. All fixed into place now, all rhyming with each other. That red-haired girl with wide mouth, Eleanor, forgotten 30 years, her freckled shoulders, hands, the breast of Mary something freed from a white swimsuit, damp, sandy, warm. Or Marjorie's, a small caught bird. Darkness they rise from, darkness they sink back toward. Oh, marvelous early cigarettes, oh, bitter smoke, Benton and Kenny in wartime whites, crisp, cocky. Time, a bow, bent with his certain failure, dusks, dawns, waves, the ends of songs. A poem by Donald Justice, Thinking About the Past, from a Donald Justice reader, published by Middlebury College Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.